Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers.
Excuse, Eddie Haskell and I are going to the movies, and I'd like to go up and get ready.
I guess so.
Oh, a movie on a Saturday afternoon? I thought you gave that up when you started high school.
Well, they have this good picture down at the Madison, and Eddie and I just decided to go, that's all. If Eddie shows up, tell him to come on upstairs, okay?
All right. Beaver, didn't Wally just go to the Madison Theater last night?
Yeah, that's right.
I wonder if it's the same picture.
It's the same picture.
Well, why would he go twice in a row?
Because he's in love with the girl in the box office.
What?
I heard Wally and Nate talking. Wally's really flipped for her.
Beaver, what'd you drag me down here for? This looks like the kind of crummy movie that'll be on television in 6 months.
We didn't come down here to see the movie, Gilbert. We'll wait for Wally to come back and goofy over the girl who sold the ticket.
Oh, that's different. That sounds a lot better than the picture.
Yeah. Hey, look, here comes Wally and Eddie. Come on.
Look, Mr. Peepers, all you have to do is go up to her and say, "Hi, how about a date?" Eddie, you don't do it that way with a girl like her. What's so different about her? Well, golly, she's just different. Can't you see?
Come on, I'll set it up for you.
Wait a minute, Eddie. I'll handle it myself.
Good. Now, what are you going to say to her?
Well, I'll just walk up there and I'll say, "Hi, I'm Wally Cleaver, and I've been watching you for a couple of weeks, and I'd like to have a date. How about it?"
Now you're operating. Get in there and fix, lover boy.
Hey, what's Wally gonna do?
I don't know, but he's walking like he's going to the electric chair.
My name's, would you, that is, one.
You're a pitiful case, Junior. I get a date for you.
You know, watch it, Eddie. I want you wrecking everything for me.
Well, what happened? Wally's chickened out and Eddie's taken over.
Hi.
Come, Eddie, please.
What are you doing out here, miss? The leading lady's supposed to be in on the screen, not out in the box office.
Come, Eddie, please.
Burr, baby, it's cold out here.
Then why did you leave your Boston in?
Uh-huh. I've broken the ice. Now that we're old buddies, there's something I'd like to tell you.
There's something I'd like to tell you, too.
Yeah?
The bunny rubber cartoon starts in 3 minutes.
Funny. Look, see my buddy over there?
That cute boy is with you.
Yeah, he's panting to meet you. Tell me, what time you get off work?
4:30 after work, but I... How many, please?
But I thought you were... One, please.
Well, how'd you make out, Eddie?
She wants us both to hang around till 4:30. That's when she gets off.
Well, what are we going to do till then?
Well, we got the tickets. Let's go see the show.
Eddie, I saw it last night. It's the worst movie I've ever seen. Listen, if you're going to be a lover, you got to suffer.
Teenagers elope over weekends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did read that.
Well, aren't you worried?
About what?
Wally.
Now, June, Wally's not going to elope.
Well, I don't know. This morning, Beaver said that he was very taken with this girl in the box office.
Well, Wally's been taken with lots of girls. It's quite normal.
Yes, but they were girls from school or girls he'd been introduced to. I don't like the idea of him hanging around a theater picking up girls.
June, we don't know that he's picked her up or that he's even talked to her.
Well, I'd still like to know what kind of a girl she is.
All right. Tell you what, we'll go to the movies tonight and spy on her. I'll wear a long black beard, and you can...
Oh, Ward, please, look. This girl is working, and therefore she must be out of school and older than Wally. She might even be a divorcee.
June, I think we better take you off that second section for a while. Don't do more than you can handle.
Hey, Eddie, she's still in there.
Let's go. It's all bad for you.
But, Eddie, I take it
first.
Go on.
Meet Wally Cleavers. I'll see you in the car, Rodney.
Hi, Wally. I'm Arlene Holmes.
Oh. Hi, Marley.
Hi. How'd you like the show?
How did you like it?
Well, I think it's one of the worst movies we've ever shown.
So do I. I just didn't want to insult you.
I saw it last Saturday. I get every other Saturday off.
Oh. Well, do you get the whole day next Saturday on? I mean, counting Saturday night?
Yes, I do,
Yeah? Would you like to... How about it?
Wally, I'd love to.
That'd be great. Could I drive you home now?
Oh, well, thanks, but I have some shopping to do with my aunt.
Oh, sure. Well, that's fine. Well, see you next Saturday, then.
Wally?
Huh?
My number's in the book.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Here a while.
How come?
To watch people come out. Some of them walk and talk real funny.
I don't think they're funny. I think they're sad.
Yeah, I guess so. There's nothing sadder than seeing old people try to be happy. Hey, Bee, look.
What?
It's that girl from the movies that your brother's got a crush on.
Gee, it is. And she's drinking beer and smoking a cigarette.
You know what she is?
What?
She's what they call a woman of the world.
Yeah. And my brother's in love with her.
Boy, look at her. And she looked so sweet and pretty when she was selling tickets.
Yeah. You know, Gilbert, this is just like when I was a little kid watching television. I found out there was four lassies.
Yeah, Mom. Her name's Marlene. And next Saturday, I've got a date with her because she gets every other Saturday off.
A date? Now, look, Wally, I don't like you going around picking up strange girls.
Gee, Mom, I didn't pick her up. Eddie picked her up for me.
What?
Well, I mean, he introduced me to her.
Oh, she's a friend of Eddie's.
Well, yeah. He knew her an hour and a half before I did.
Now, look, Ward, we just can't let Wally go out with this older woman he picked up.
Well, we don't know that she's an older woman. Anyway, he obviously likes her. He's made a date with her. I think we have to go along with it.
Oh, I'm willing to go along with it. I'd like to meet her first.
Well, now, just how are you going to do that?
I'm going to have Wally ask her for dinner on Saturday night before they go out.
Well, that may sound like a great idea to you. But when you mention it to our son, he's going to go right through the ceiling.
Wally!
What is it, Mom?
Well, I was thinking it would be nice if you invited your friend Marilyn.
Marlene.
If you invited your friend Marlene over for an early dinner Saturday night before you go out.
Well, gee, that'd be neat. She's a real nice girl. I'd like you and Dad to meet her. Thanks a lot. I'll go call her now.
Well, did he go through the ceiling?
No. And that boy worries me.
Yeah, Marlene, I've been trying to get hold of you all afternoon. Well, yeah, I know how shopping is. Well, look, what I was wondering was if you'd like to come over here and have dinner Saturday night before we go out. How come? Well, I'd like you to meet my parents, and anyway, we're having roast beef. About 6 o'clock would be fine.
Hey, Wally, guess what Gilbert and I saw downtown?
Yeah, Marlene. Yeah, I can hardly wait either. Uh-huh. Goodbye.
Hey, Wally, Gilbert and I just... Was that box office girl you were talking to?
Yeah, and I've got a date with her for next Saturday night, and she's coming over here for dinner.
Well, look, Wally.
You look. Now, I don't want you making any wisecracks Saturday night, because she's one of the nicest girls I've ever met in my whole life. Now, what was it you wanted to tell me about you and Gilbert? You came rushing in here like it was important.
Oh, well, I just wanted to ask you, when are they going to hold the Winter Olympics this year?
Gee, Wally, I didn't know you lived in such a swanky neighborhood.
Oh, gee, neither did I. Oh, Mom, Dad, this is Marlene Holmes.
Hi, how do you do?
Hello,
how do you
Marlene. Do? Good to meet you.
Gee, this is a nice house you have here. It's so luxurious.
Oh, yeah, and this is my brother, Theodore.
Hello, Theodore. How nice to meet you.
I've seen you before.
Oh, at the theater?
Yeah, at the theater. And around.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll have dinner ready in just a moment.
Oh, Mrs. Cleaver, can I help you? I bet your kitchen is real luxurious, too.
Well, that's very nice of you, but I just have to put things on the table.
Are you a lawyer, Mr. Cleaver?
No, I'm not. Why?
I don't know. This just looks like the kind of a house a lawyer would live in.
I'll show you the rest of it later, if you'd like to see it.
I'd love to, Wally.
Hey, Wally, if you show the rest of the house, you better skip our room. Your dirty socks are still on the floor.
Beaver.
Marlene, would you like milk or tea with your meal?
Oh, milk, please. Well, come on, I guess you can sit down.
Come on.
Of course, I miss my mother and father very much, but my aunt is a wonderful person. She's very strict with me. Most nights she comes down and she walks me home from the theater. She hardly ever lets me go anywhere alone.
Did she walk you home last Saturday, Miss Holmes?
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, she worked all day Saturday.
Oh, well, no, she didn't. You went shopping with her.
That's right. We're making new curtains for my bedroom.
Marlene, are you planning to keep on working or are you going to college?
Well, everyone says I'm very artistic, so I thought I would take up interior decorating at night school.
Yeah, we have a guy in our school who takes welding at night.
Would you like some more ice cream, Marlene?
Oh, no, thank you.
Well, I think we better get going.
What are your plans, son?
Yeah, where are you going tonight?
I don't know. I thought we might take in a show or something.
Oh, could I help you with the dishes, Mrs. Cleaver?
Oh, no, thank you. You two want to run alone.
Well, thank you very much for a lovely dinner. It was nice meeting you, Mr. Cleaver.
Very nice meeting you, Marlene.
No, thanks, sir. I'm sort of in training.
Boy, did I need that.
You did?
Yeah. For a while there, I didn't know if I was going to get by. You know what I mean?
Get by?
With your parents. I think it was that bit about studying interior decorating at night school that really swung it.
Oh, you mean you're not really going to go to night school?
Of course not. Just wanted your parents to like me. The whole reason of putting me through that lineup, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Wally, stop here.
What about the show?
Wally, just stop.
Stop?
Yeah. Now that your parents like me, I want you to like me, too.
Well, no. Well, I mean, well, I was just thinking, the show might be sort of crowded.
Who wants to go to the show?
Well, well, I thought that's where you wanted to go.
That's a better idea. Let's go.
Well, where are we going?
You're first.
You saw Marlene where?
In a beer joint.
When was this?
About a week ago. And she was with this real tough-looking guy. And they were smoking and drinking beer. Just like in one of those television commercials.
Fever, why didn't you say something about this before?
I don't know. I didn't want to make Wally feel bad. And then I got to think about him falling for a girl like this, and I figured I'd better tell somebody.
Well, thank you, Beaver.
Okay. Well, I hope I'm not being a rat or anything.
I'm sorry I was being super critical of the girl.
All right. Maybe I wasn't being critical enough.
Well, you don't suppose she and Wally will end up in a beer joint tonight, do you?
Of course not. Wally's underage. Anyway, he's just not the type.
Hello.
Thanks. You mean we're going in there?
Well, sure. It's a real fun place. Come on. This is nice and cozy.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's me, huh?
Oh, yeah, real me. Hi, Marlene.
Draw two.
Draw two.
Coming right up. Oh, no, no thanks.
What's this training bit?
Oh, well, I'm on the track team and the...
You're still in school?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a senior. I'll be going to college next year.
I dropped out of school 2 years ago. I just had it.
50 cents, please. Hey, Arlene, got those new records put in the jukebox that you've been asking about.
Thanks, Hank. Hey, I'm all right.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, holler when you're dry, huh?
Is something wrong, Wally? I mean, you're acting so funny.
Oh, no. No, everything's fine.
Well, come on, drink up.
Look, Marlene.
The track team, coach, you might find out.
Hey, old buddy. Okay if I give it a whirl with Marlene?
Hey, Wally, this is Jeff. He likes to dance, okay?
Yeah, sure. It's real jumping.
Well, you see the red top. I thought we'd make the rounds tonight, you know. The birdcage, the green door, Monahan.
Marlene, no.
Wally, we're just starting to have fun. Get with it. Come here.
Well, it's just that you know everybody in here. I feel kind of out of place.
Afraid your father might find out you're in a beer joint?
Well, I don't know. Well, I told him we were going to the show.
Look, Wally, why don't you just run along, huh?
You mean to leave you here?
I'll be all right.
Look, I thought we were going to dig each other, but it just didn't work out. Just run along. I'll get home all right.
Yeah. Hey, well, okay, if that's the way you want it, I'll probably be seeing you around.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Hey, Charlie. Put another gram on the machine, huh? You're home early.
Yeah, I guess so.
Didn't you go to the show?
No.
Well, where's Marlene? Did you take her home?
Well, no, I sort of left her someplace.
You just left her someplace?
Well, she'll be okay, Dad. I guess we just didn't dig each other. Well, good night, Mom, Dad.
What do you suppose happened?
Oh, as Wally said, I guess they just didn't dig each other.
Well, Ray, don't you think we ought to go upstairs and at least say something to Wally about Marlene?
Well, dear, judging by the look on Wally's face, I don't think there's much left to be said about Marlene.
Grady, played by Whitman Mayo, was originally intended to be a one-time character, but he was so well-liked that the producers made him a regular. Stay tuned for a very Grady episode of Sanford and Son.